ninth parak of Sanhedrin, fifth mission. Misha loka v'shona. Person who got malchus for a certain aveira, sheish b'kodesh, and he did it again, and got malchus again. If he's going to do it the third time, so we stop giving him malchus. We see this person is out of control. Machnizim oisir lekipa. They put him in this closed room. Achilim oisir soyrim. We feed him only barley. Acha kreisim is bakas till the stomach cracks open, and he dies from that. We notice we indirectly kill him. He's not eligible for death penalty, but we don't want to keep this person around. A very big fiddish that we do such a thing. But that's what it says. Yeah. This mission is going according to the opinion that it has holds two times as a chasov. Since he twice. Yeah. Was did not accept twice the malchus, did not help prevent him from doing it again. It's already looks like the malchus will not prevent him from doing it again. Ha'oiges nefesh shaloi ve'edim. Person who killed somebody, but there weren't witnesses there. Yeah. So, now it has to be that we know that he killed, otherwise we wouldn't do anything to him. So it's either because the edim did not give him the proper hasra, so that was lacking the edim, or there was a minor hakhosha between the edim, which puzzles them technically, but doesn't know that he did kill the person. So we can't give him a death penalty because of technicalities, but since we know that he did do the murder, we put him into this closed room, and we also feed him this bread and water. Water, a small amount of water, and then we feed him the sorim. And what happened to, in the first case, happens in this case, that he eventually dies from that situation.